this is maybe going to get me in trouble.
Okay.
Oh, good. We love...
with the government.
Oh, even better.
What's up, YouTube?
Jesus. Hi, Jarvis.
Hey, how's
it? We got Jarvis.
Jarvis Johnson, everyone.
I'm waving to you now.
Hello.
Hello. Do your best friends call you JJ?
No.
Jarvy?
I've gotten these. I've gotten Jarvy, I've gotten Jarv, JJ.
Has any like Australian person called you Jarvo?
I've never gotten Jarvo.
Jarvo.
That was British.
That sounds more English.
I've never gotten Jarvo.
There we go, that's Australian.
I have gotten Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, you love that one, don't you?
It was rough in elementary school, let me tell you.
Oh, they called you Jar Jar Binks back then.
Oh yeah, the movie was out. Yeah.
But and fortunately, like, you were out of high school before Iron Man and Jarvis came out, right?
No, I was in high school.
Okay, so then was that a thing?
Yo, it's still a thing.
But that was cooler than Jar Jar Binks.
Cooler than Jar Jar Binks, you know, I actually credit Iron Man for making people pronounce my name correctly.
Oh.
Because.
What I think was Jarvis.
Yeah, Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Jarvis. No, but I would get Travis. People just don't read.
Oh, they just hear it and they're like, it's Travis.
Yeah, hey, nice to meet you, I'm Jarvis. Travis?
Travis.
I've even gotten Travis in emails where my name is in the email.
Oh, it's yeah, they're like, there must have been a typo in that.
That's like how people call a smoosh.
Yeah, which doesn't.
Yeah, they'll write it. They'll like write it to us even.
Dear Smoosh, I've been a fan for so long.
But anyway, I'm used to seeing you in your thumbnails that pop up. And what is
all over the homepage?
All over the homepage with your thumbnails. And we have a few props that I want to bring out to celebrate the character.
To make you feel comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah, I was feeling uncomfortable. Yes. So I'm glad you guys are.
Right, let's get you in the thumbnail mood right here.
So,
yeah.
We got.
Thank you. Thank you all so
thank
much.
Thank you. So we noticed your thumbnails. You like to put the yellow text.
Got to do the yellow
on
text.
There.
One of the characters just looks like Ian says toilet version.
What?
Because mine runs into yours, oh. So they just see cross.
Toilet virgin.
That's a different kind of virgin.
Yeah. That's what happens before you get potty trained.
Yes.
Right. Well, we could put that behind. Maybe we could put that kind of like.
Oh really? You don't want to be toilet virgin?
We could put that behind him, maybe.
Oh, see, put virgin know. Is what fine, but toilet virgin is a little much.
Yeah. I like virgin. I like that. That's good.
But toilet virgin, not so much. Okay. Do you feel more comfortable now? Does it feel like you're in your thumbnail?
I gotta give like a face where I'm like, I don't know what this is about.
Yeah, let's all do the. I feel like I would be angry.
Do you ever do? No, this is Philip DeFranco.
You know, you do so many faces, and so there probably exists one of me doing that. You know who I really respect is the people who pick one face and then they just use it for
over and over again.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on that level.
Okay.
Makes it easier.
Yeah, or at least record every possible expression I've ever had.
And then you just have one to go to forever?
Right, exactly, yeah. Just use Jarvis 56, and then that's, okay, that means something to
me. It's like a shade on the spectrum. Like
right,
it goes
exactly.
From happy to sad to angry. You know, it's somewhere in there.
Exactly, yeah.
You
could just like take the same photo and always just Photoshop it to be a different expression every time.
You know what's funny? I did recently... This is maybe gonna get me in trouble.
Okay.
Oh, good. We love.
With the government.
Oh, even better.
I recently took my own passport photo.
Yeah.
And in the passport photo, I used like a big light, like a big softbox light, and you could see the light brightly reflected in my eyes. And so I Photoshopped it out and I didn't tell the government. So technically I have a Photoshopped passport photo.
Whoa.
But only if you zoom into my.
All right, feds, get him.
Whoa.
Get me.
We brought the FBI.
Guilty.
Here today.
And
that
you've traveled to other countries with that Photoshopped?
Well, not yet. Maybe never.
Oh.
Oh, well, after this, it won't happen.
Yeah, it won't happen.
You should show everybody your passport. You should show the.
Oh, yeah,
your
just
passport.
Like with the number and everything.
Yeah,
just because.
So, Jarvis Johnson. 2 million subs and 244 million views on the Jarvis Johnson channel.
True.
But that's not the only one, because now you got this Jarvis Johnson gold account that I've been seeing you post a lot more on.
I've been posting a lot
lately.
On it.
Yeah. That's almost at 1 million subs.
I know. It's getting
and
close.
And 87 million views.
Hey, we're getting there. Hey, shout out.
Does it make you nervous whenever a channel starts to creep up on 1 million subs? Because you're like, oh, it's legit now.
I know. You know what's weird?
Get that gold play button.
I don't care too much about subscriber numbers. which is good.
Sure.
But I probably still think too much about like view numbers on videos. Mm. But subscribers, it's like, it just always goes up. It's like a pedometer, you know? Yeah. It's like, it's just like it's a record of the journey traveled. But that's really just the me that's bad at celebrating my accomplishments.
Right.
So it's like, why shouldn't I be excited?
So then you look at the views where it's always up and down.
Yeah.
And then you can never feel satisfied.
I can never feel satisfied. I can never feel content or safe.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Totally
that's
good.
What you want.
It's good for YouTube because you keep working.
Right. Yeah. They keep you on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least you got a fallback. Because like, if all this YouTube stuff like goes away, You literally had an actual like real life big boy career.
That's true.
Before all of this,
that's
you were
true.
A software engineer.
Some would call you nerdy boy.
Some would say.
Yeah, I'm
as time goes on, my skills there are atrophying. You know,
okay.
I'm not doing software engineering every day. So
do you want to do some here?
Yeah, if you guys could, I don't know, roll out a whiteboard and maybe
we could keep you on your toes.
Like a design document. We could talk mm-hmm. about building a product.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
we can support it on the back end.
Well, also that technology is advancing so quickly that it's not
true.
Just a matter of flexing those muscles with what you know. You literally have to keep up to date. And it's going into the rearview mirror very quickly.
True, it is. I thankfully think I have a decent like fundamental background so I could like pick up a new skill, but I don't wanna have to.
Yeah.
Sounds hard.
You just wanna be an entertainer now.
Yeah, I just wanna laugh.
Speaking of which, let's go back to one of your very first videos.
Yeah.
It's not your first
it's
video.
It's not your first video because we went back to your channel and we did see that your first two videos were you dancing to High School Musical?
So there's a few videos that have also been deleted because my YouTube username, so you guys will remember this. Mm. YouTube's like user accounts have changed many times over the years. And
yeah.
So there used to be like youtube.com/user/whatever. And so when I made my current YouTube account, I created it to post videos of me playing RuneScape. The medieval
Whoa.
Clicking game.
Shit.
You don't need to explain RuneScape.
yeah, the okay. medieval clicking game.
Yeah, and
I've never heard it described.
The medieval yeah. clicking
fun,
game.
Fun way right. to describe it. Yeah, and so my account name on that was, it was a PKing account, which is where you do PvP, player killing, as it's called.
Mm.
Called V Sympathy V. Because you remember like XX, you know,
oh,
something
yeah.
name, XX,
yeah.
like
very MySpace.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
So I was like V Sympathy V, because I was like,
oh, wow.
I have sympathy for you. Oh, and I released a PK video, which is me killing other players. It was called No Sympathy Number 4.
Did you have like Drowning Pool's bodies playing in the background?
I had Ludacris's slap.
Okay.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. But yeah, it would have otherwise been like crawling in my skin. But yeah, so then after that, High School Musical, so I got rid of all those videos. It was a video of me doing High School Musical dance, High School Musical 2, Work This Out.
Okay.
That was like the first video that popped off, and that's referenced in this video that we're about to watch.
Oh, great.
And then after that, the only other thing I made was this a meme. Like, if I don't know if you remember the, it's an old meme called Get Don or Get Down. And it's this Japanese like J-pop song where it's like they say get down and then it's like dun, 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 and it your character's like jumping around.
Yeah.
And it's based
yeah.
off of a GoldenEye 64.
Yep, I saw the GoldenEye glitch.
Yeah, where if you pull the cartridge halfway out,
they go
the characters on screen like move around. And so people turn that into a meme. It's very millennial humor. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so I did one of those. But then many years passed and I became an adult. And this is the first video that I made when I was like working at Patreon as a software engineer, working with creators. And I was like, you know what? I'm finally gonna make that YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I've always thought about making.
And make something serious okay. rather than.
It's gonna be so serious.
Let's see how serious you got. I love these, like, obviously you went around, you're like, okay, I'm gonna cut there.
Oh, dude,
I was, over to this section.
I was watching so much, like, my YouTube diet at this point in time, like, I hadn't watched much YouTube, like, current YouTubers, because this is, like, 2016, 2017, yeah.
Oh, but it feels very, like, 2007.
Right, because that was my, I was like watching like Vlogbrothers videos. That's what I'd watched maybe the most of on YouTube. And then like I'd also watched Nathan Zed. You'll see they're referenced in this video, or like Wheezy Waiter. Shout out to like some of the OGs. Yeah. And so it's definitely got that vibe to it.
Something is missing.
Yep.
Okay.
All your biggest inspirations.
Mm-hmm. I needed a bookshelf.
Oh,
I didn't even know what it was zooming in on.
I know. There's a bad illustration of a joke.
Yep.
Well, bro, you read.
Being here, whatever I make is gonna
I hate this so
suck.
Much.
Like, really bad. Not even like.
Were you jumping around like, okay, take
it? I was in my office chair. So I was rolling.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
But that was the style of it.
So you had to script this out then.
This is all scripted, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I still remember it and hate it. Everything I make is gonna suck. Not like Michael Jackson bad or The Room bad, but like Green Lantern bad. Like a lot of people spend a lot of time or whatever and make something and it's still bad. But that's kind of the point. It's like super.
So are we gonna see that?
We're gonna see exactly
verbatim?
What I just described.
Jackson bad or The Room bad, like Green Lantern bad. Like a lot of people spent a lot of money on this, and they tried their best, still really bad. But that's kind of the point.
But that's kind of
so scripted to a T. I love it.
So,
but how do you remember? That's like people that remember a song from like.
But this
10 years
is this
ago.
Is his
like,
first video after what 10 years of.
Yeah, and
endorment.
Also just like I've, I don't know what it is. I went back years later. To look at the footage for this, because I still have it.
Okay.
And it's just like...
The raw?
Raw footage.
With like the wheel scooting between
dude,
each shot?
My roommate playing like COD in the next room. and I'm trying to like record in between him going, fuck!
And just saying slurs.
Yeah, Kyle! Kyle, I'm recording my new career.
And it's gonna be bad, like Green Lantern bad.
I'm talking about my fear of living up to expectations, Kyle.
Oh man, I love that this is exactly what every video around this time was like though. Highly scripted, highly calculated.
This was like, it was like this, but then also, I do think this is more like a time capsule, but because this was the time of like Logan Paul vlogs. Mm. And like diss track, like music video diss tracks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a part of that because I was like a little tuned out of that world.
Because you were a nerdy boy.
Too busy being a nerd. You can see all the board games behind me.
Yeah, Catan, Risk.
Go. Yeah, you had to have Risk.
One of my biggest fears as a human is not living up to other people's expectations of me. And I don't know where that comes from. I'm one of those kids who had to be good at everything they try on the first try. And if I was bad, I would throw a fit. You know, like shitty people. In adulthood, I've been better about my outward reactions to these types of things, but inside, I still just shut down. It's like my brand as a person has become never make a mistake or show weakness ever. I've been working on this in various aspects of my life so far, and one
goes
place
to
select behind is
great. Dude, literally, this is like, it's you know, you're like finding your voice creatively, and it's so funny because I'm so much more comfortable like expressing myself on camera now.
Yeah.
And here it was so scripted and so prepared, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I was like over sincere. It was like so strange. I didn't know like what exactly I was going for.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is very vulnerable.
Yeah.
But it's also like kind of wild to me to think that you wrote this all beforehand. So it's like...
It's kind of not vulnerable in that sense because it's so planned.
It's like so prepared.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know that watching this. I'm watching this, I'm like, wow, this is very vulnerable, especially for like a first video.
Yeah, but it's like, I think that's the thing I had to get off my chest was this video. Like the presentation of it is a little cringy to me. And there are even more cringy parts to come. But,
and you know those.
I know those. I had to get this off my chest because I still have it now, but I push past it where it's like, you think your next video is going to be a flop, so you don't like want to do it. Or like if you don't think you're going to do well at something, it's easier to not even try rather than, you know.
So you wanted to kind of like, I mean, laying down that first step is the most difficult part of any journey.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you had to get this out. In order to make anything else.
Yeah, exactly. And I do believe in like making the, you know, there's like the story about the clay pots and like how this like teacher, I don't know if it's real, but it's like a aphorism or whatever. Teacher splits their class of pottery into two halves. One half spends the entire semester making a clay pot. The other half makes one every single day. And at the end of it, the people who made a bunch of shitty pots but made a lot of pots make the better pots than the people mm-hmm. who just, like, perfected one over the whole semester.
No, I see that.
And so, like, that's the whole concept. It's, like, going through the process of, like, scripting, editing, like making a video over and over and over again. You get better at the skill of doing it.
Definitely.
And I just had to get the shitty one out. Even though it's, like, has good things to say, I think. It's still from a construction standpoint, like maybe not how I would do it today.
Well, let's continue the shitty pot.
I've even made YouTube videos before, a few of them, but they were all like 8 years ago. Like this one from High School Musical. I uploaded it like 10 years ago, and then I just stopped.
That's you.
Yeah, that is me.
Whoa.
And then the timing of stopped with the, I remember I was doing this in iMovie, which this is the only video I edited in iMovie. But I remember I need to time stopped with the removal of the graphic as if I thought I was doing something.
You know what I mean? Whoa.
A hot High School Musical dance video to drop. I know the choreography to 3 to this day.
That's true.
We're not going to test me on that though, right?
Jesus Christ. There it is.
It's not like that video didn't do well.
At least it was only a half second.
Was that all in this together?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was all
YouTube viewership has that's grown a bunch in the last 10 years, so adjusting for inflation, let's just say that's like 50 billion views.
Watch out, Sai.
What Jesus I was afraid of after putting out a so successful but really stupid video was not being able to top it. I used to see following up an albeit unexpectedly popular thing with an unpopular thing as a failure. To make matters worse, this video has continued to follow me in life. It's come up in job interviews, on dates.
What's funny is that this video has now continued to follow you through.
Which I think is okay. I think that, you know, as much as this makes me cringe, I do think that it, given the fact that I like went on to make a bunch more videos after this, and that's kind of like me calling my shot at the end of it, at the end of this video, I'm like, okay, you know, I can live with it. And I could live with the High School Musical video, too. Like, it is still very sort of true to my person, you know? I still do know the High School Musical choreography.
The Jarvis brand.
Yeah, it's a part of the brand.
Two truths and a lie. I've also been on Japanese TV and I'm a published poet.
Yep, with the whisper.
And every time it's a harsh reminder of that fear of failure. And so nowadays when I put things
time change.
Yeah, time
yeah,
change.
Yeah, very different time of day.
Different day.
Was it really a different day?
I think so.
Cool. There was this whole period
Oh, now it's back to day one.
I think I needed to reshoot something.
Okay, yeah.
This is an instance of, it's so funny to me that I think this video is like 5-6 minutes long. And it took me like so long to film it. And like now it's like I'll do, you know, on my main channel an equivalent like 20-minute video that's like scripted, takes less time.
Yeah.
That's just, you know.
And now your gold channel, you could.
Those just, you pop them out, but.
Yeah. Cause you're actually recording the gold stuff live.
Yeah. Usually I'm recording on stream. I'm usually recording for like an hour and a half and I cut it down to like 15 minutes.
Right.
So I make sure I have like enough like good.
But it's funny to think that like of this kid doing that, like you, I don't think you'd be able to hang with that pressure of doing it live.
True. Yeah. Or I think that, you know, one of the things that came less natural to me always was scripting and then performing my own stuff that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say this is like more unnatural to me, but something that I wanted to get better at.
Mm-hmm.
But you were inspired to do commentary videos after True Gooden, right?
Yeah, so after this, I made a few videos like this, and then I started making like software videos because one of my friends started doing that, and then those videos blew up, and I was like, oh, this is like a way to get views. And I wanted people to view all of the stuff that I had made. So I was like, oh, well, at least I'll get some people in the door doing like tech videos, talking about stuff I know. But that wasn't creatively satisfying to me. And then I saw some videos from Drew, like sort of early on in his YouTube time, because he made this video that was like a 5-subscriber special that came out when he hit 100,000 subscribers because he like grew so fast on the platform. And I remember seeing some of those videos like sort of early on and going, oh yeah, this is just stand up or these are just jokes.
Yeah.
But instead of telling a joke about airplane food where everyone's like been on an airplane that hopefully and knows that the food isn't great, you're showing someone something and then like getting to share in a laugh about that thing. And I'm like, oh, that seems fun. That seems like more
but
fun.
It's harder like when you actually like put it to practice. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Let's make our way through the rest of this clay pot.
Masterpiece.
Lead it. So when you look back at that part of my life, it seems like I'm knocking it out of the park, but really there was a bunch of failures, or what I saw as failures, that I yanked from public consumption. Like, I didn't want to be caught trying if I wasn't also succeeding. Here's the thing though, like optimizing for public consumption is completely counterproductive. In addition to being completely paralyzing, it furthers this false narrative
like
that
I'm cooler
or more interesting than I actually am, because I try to hide the parts of me that I don't think resonate with other
people. I'm coming to terms with the fact that, you know, we cannot be our authentic selves online inherently, because once you record it or once you put something to
awareness of it being perceived changes.
Yeah, exactly. Awareness of being perceived changes. So I was like trying to figure that out, because I'm talking about like tweeting and deleting essentially, which is something I still do.
Yeah.
But in that mind, I was like, I'm not being authentic.
Unless you keep it up forever?
Unless I keep it up forever or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
and you both know me in real life, like off camera, I'm really cool. When the camera's on, I'm not my authentic self. I'm very silly and goofy.
Well, you're trying to be more relatable.
But when you see me like in real life, you're like, damn, that guy's
just like fucks. That guy's real.
Yeah, the amount of accessories that this man wears is just like mind-boggling.
I got two man bags.
This guy fucks with the word virgin behind you is very funny. Though.
Yeah. Well, this is you know, this is not my authentic.
This is
self,
his character.
Right.
My character. He plays a virgin just for Smosh videos and public consumption.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise. This guy fucks.
So I resonate deeply with this.
Yes. And so this is a little three-part joke about how I can't talk about the things I really want to talk about or something. I don't know, because it's stupid. Rule of threes, though, at least. I got that going.
And you read it in your comedy book.
Yeah, Upright Citizens Brigade Comedy Improvisation Manual.
All right, let's see it.
Game and improv scenes. Y'all don't want to talk about the importance of racial representation in Hamilton? Y'all don't want to talk about the weird lack of surnames in the world of Dragon Ball? So here I am. I love putting things out into the world, but most of the time I'm paralyzed by my fear of not living up to expectations, and knowing I'll have that fear has caged my creativity in a lot of ways. So what do? I went to VidCon this year, and one of my most unexpected takeaways was from Nick Jenkins, producer on Crash Course. He said that the reason that publishing is so scary is because for most people, it's a rare event. The way they get you over that hump in film school is by having you produce projects so frequently that it just becomes normal. So that's what I'm trying to do here. The way I like
that's
to think
fair.
Of it is like
the way
how
I like
babies
to think
it. Whatsoever, but still don't give a shit Take what 30. People think about them. Babies try things they've never done before all the time. Crawling, walking.
Being a boss.
Being a boss.
I hate this so much.
For trying.
Well, you threw in Boss Baby. That's kind of
throw in Boss Baby.
So regardless
still a meme.
Of how this video performs, there's going to be another one. It's just
baby
steps.
I know it's cheesy. I'm
if
sorry.
If you're watching this, it means
that is kind of my brand,
out,
though,
which is pretty big for me. But it also
who
means
is this your outro?
Awesome. Thanks so
is
much.
Got the lo-fi
hip hop. If you like the video,
this is Canals by Joakim Karud.
Nice,
Jarvis. I'm gonna try. Put more regular content out there. I'm going to Japan next week, so hopefully there are some travel vlogs in my future.
Did you do travel vlogs?
Yeah.
I did. I made two videos about Japan. Oh. And they're kind of the same. It's literally just like me walking around and going, this really makes me think about the meaning of life.
I think it's interesting, though, because what you put out there, you followed through with.
Yeah, lucked out there. It's kind of crazy, if I'm being honest, because at that point, it's just like a hobby. And in my head, I'm like, the top subscribers I'll ever reach is like 10,000, and that would be cool. It'd be cool to have like a little internet hobby. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I have this like career going, and I never thought of there being a point where I would change careers, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't on the table here, because it's just like, I like YouTube, so I wanted to like be a part of that.
I feel like I met you right when you left your job.
Possibly, yeah. Because that was February of 2019.
Was this, was your mostly video here, the 5-minute crafts video, was this made before or after you quit your job?
Before. So a lot of my most viewed videos actually were before I quit, because I took a really long time to quit, because it was like do I really want to do this? I can't. Yeah. Like, it's not like I was like working a job that I didn't care about deeply.
Yeah.
It was like the last 10 years of my life up to that point. You know what I
mean? Yeah, for sure.
And so truly it wasn't until I was starting to have thoughts about taking a break to do YouTube that it became like, okay, what if I took a permanent break from things, or to see if that was even possible. But this video is actually, there's a lot of things that are like things I internalize as failure. And this was one of them. When this video came out, it like was my lowest performing video for like 6 months. Or okay. One of my lowest performing
videos. Which is crazy, because now.
Yeah, because now it has 10 million views.
True.
One of the things of note was that after you had uploaded this, a few months later, Cody Ko uploaded a five minute crafts video. And then that blew up. And then,
well, so Cody Ko's video was just like, it didn't blow up independently. Cody Ko was just a big successful creator.
Yeah, got
the fact that like a big successful creator had talked about the same topic that I had talked about.
Yeah,
I was also like doing the nerdy shit of like watching all of those videos about the YouTube algorithm and trying to like reading articles and trying to understand.
Yeah, you were software engineering.
How it worked. Yeah, and I kept hearing that YouTube is always testing your videos with different audiences, and so I would change around the titles and thumbnails of videos. I'd done it on a lot of videos, but when I changed it on this one, it had like a more substantial effect, which being it got picked up by the algorithm and got like 2 million views in a weekend.
Do you remember what the original name was?
Original title of the video was the worst software engineering advice I've ever seen. The original title of the video was the worst life hacks I've ever seen, because it was the sequel to the worst software engineering advice I've ever seen. And in my mind, at that point, life hack was like a term for, like, it was like if we were talking about self-improvement, it was like kind of a neighbor to that. So I didn't even think about it as life hack now when we think of it as something stupid. Like, like you know, no one says life hack earnestly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the title was bad, but when I changed it to 5 Minute Crafts is the worst channel on YouTube, one, a much stronger statement, two, includes the name 5 Minute Crafts.
Yeah.
And the title of Cody Ko's video was just 5 Minute Crafts.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I think that like there were, I still to this day don't know if like what the overlap is between that Cody Ko video and my video, but there was something to changing it, or even a call out of something that a lot of people had seen but didn't know what the deal was.
Yeah, like I think at least there's like an understanding of this like 5 Minute Crafts thing. So it was like attaching like a brand name to to a title.
Yeah.
Could have
and at the time of this video, 5 Minute Crafts had 15 million subscribers, which is a lot, but then it went on to get like 80 million subscribers, and they have like 100 channels and like hundreds of millions of subscribers. And then they've like fallen off since, because the content farm formula is like,
damn, they fell off.
The meta's changed.
They fell off pretty hard, actually.
Well, let's check this out. Let's take a little look-see.
Some would say Jarvis's claim to fame.
True.
Let's see.
Okay, so we've got some putty. Okay. All right. So we're going to put some school glue and some coloring at
the strong choice
together.
Of the full profile for the opening shot.
Yeah. So we're
put it on our laptops. What was the purpose of that? Now, how does that make you feel? It's just that the keyboard was already clean in the first place.
Ah!
Okay, that's our time for today. So after making that last video, I think I accidentally found the worst channel on YouTube. Let me show you. Wrong tab. It's called 5 Minute Crafts.
I do love that you have the thing. I did have 15,000 subscribers when that video came out.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Kind of fun.
I also love that you're like, I found this channel. Yeah. It's got 16 million subs. Like,
yeah. But you know what? Not a lot of people had talked about it at that time.
It had a video with 181 million views.
Because the views.
But it was like children that were.
Yeah, watching. It's like children and.
And like international views.
Yeah, it's like a weird audience.
Yeah.
But they did have like these videos popping off. But like, it's one of those things that like no one's ever, it's like TikTok, right? You see a lot of viral TikToks, but you never think like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
And this is kind of like the YouTube version of that, where it would be, if you watch YouTube for long enough, you would get like recommended one of these videos on your sidebar.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they were, that was their bread and butter at the time. It just doesn't happen the same way. Like the algorithms changed and.
That's true. The algorithm just loved this title format of like with a number and then some crazy statement.
And it's all a lie. It's like
every single one of the
hacks. What's funny is the video, like nowadays, I cannot feign surprise about this stuff, but at this point in time, I was genuinely surprised. Yeah. I was genuinely surprised that it said 42 Holy Grail hacks and there weren't 42 of them.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was like 30 student hacks, but then in the middle of it, it would like jump to like a clothing hack or something because they just had all these clips that they were just like mixing and matching.
Oh, together. So they just made a shit ton of clips and then compilation just, video.
It almost felt like an algorithm had compiled random.
It felt like AI, right?
Yeah, well, it kind of did.
And also at this time, there was already like kind of a YouTube meta for like being a successful YouTube channel, but these kind of operated outside of that meta that we all understood.
Right.
So it was very confusing and frustrating.
Yeah. For us to be and like, there were real backlash from real crafts channels that were like, now I feel like my suggested videos are getting kind of co-opted by this crafts thing.
Wow. And two out of the top three here are just using an eraser on stuff to clean your teeth.
I want to know how to fix my
broken screen
iPhone with an eraser.
That thumbnail though should go down in history as like one of the goats.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because I mean, 200 million views on a nothing video.
Yeah.
It's pretty goated.
Yeah.
Let's see what you had to say.
Million subscribers, which is like 3 million since that last video. They post 3 videos a day.
I guess this was mid blow up for them.
A compilation of short clips. A list theme, and every single one of them has a ridiculous clickbait thumbnail. I mean, look at these. Erasing a cracked phone with an eraser.
I'm so surprised. I never just thought about a content form before.
Eggs, yeah. Making an iPhone with a glue gun, apparently. They range from mildly helpful to dangerous at best.
what the
need to hire this Photoshop artist. Their videos all look like compilations.
Yeah, that long
of,
egg.
Like,
I want to try long
eggs.
Long egg.
All square and
now it's like it would just track his AI. Oh.
Yeah, true. Wow.
They have 48 million followers on Facebook and almost 14 million more on Instagram. It really does seem like a content farm. Like this channel must be printing money. I actually totally forgot about them until I saw this thumbnail in my YouTube home feed and I couldn't resist. 30 household hacks.
Oh, yeah. This is so funny. I got recommended that video and I was at the Patreon office after hours and people were just like kind of f***ing around like about to leave. I brought some people over to my desk and I was like, look at this. And we were just watching these videos and going, that doesn't, that's not real. Like we were all just like laughing at it because genuinely our brains hadn't been broken by just like the shit on the internet.
You're desensitized.
I'm so desensitized. I stopped doing this content because like I would many times would try to, because you know, you have a successful video, you want to like go back to that well and see if there's still, you know, water there. And I would watch the videos and I would feel nothing. Cause like there'd be nothing, like I can't feign
it's
surprise.
It's not shocking to see fake videos anymore.
No, no. And I had just burned into my brain all of the most outrageous, and at that point, outrageous stuff. And so I was like, okay, well, this is just clearly nothing.
So
but it's funny to go back to a time when I was like genuinely like, can you guys believe
they
have so many followers and this is so
You're like, it's like a content farm. Like
if I were to use a term to describe it, a content farm.
All right, so we're ironing a shirt and, you know when you're ironing a shirt and then the color from the shirt starts to bleed off in the
What?
That's not a normal thing that happens. Wouldn't it smear against the white lettering on this t-shirt? Like, this seems totally staged.
What the
All right, so we've got our
totally
dirty
staged.
Iron, and now it seems to not be dirty with what was originally on it, but we're gonna put some toothpaste on a sponge and rub it. It seems like any liquid would have cleaned that off, especially with that sponge. All right, so this is the kind of stuff that we're working with here. Toothpaste again? Like, I understand you
Did
run
you
out of things.
This?
Who has all...
You script you saying toothpaste again?
I know.
Toothpaste,
and
comma,
I needed,
again?
And I needed multiple cuts.
Wait, can I tell you a real toothpaste hack that does work, though?
Using it on your teeth?
Yeah.
No, so I was putting up a mirror and one hole was like totally off on the side and I was like, oh shit, when I got up, there's a big hole there. I don't want to go out and get some kind of, I don't know,
like spackle or
spackle or whatever.
Yeah.
Put a little toothpaste in there, hole. Can't even barely tell.
Hey, a 5-minute craft is right twice a day. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
This toothpaste lying around. Okay, so this is a normal thing that happens. You crack an egg and you spill a little bit of the egg on the table and then you...
Is that sugar?
Spill a bunch of salt on it and then clean it up. You could have just wiped it up.
What? Yeah, why would you need?
Yeah, it's
oh,
like
no.
That is apparently a real hack. They just put way too much salt down.
Okay.
I think it's to make it like so that you can wipe it up.
It like binds the egg.
Yeah,
maybe?
Or something.
Oh, it makes it like sticky.
Like, cause it's like if you try to wipe an egg, sometimes it does run a little bit more. But they do such a bad job of illustrating the problem, like where they even break the egg. I'm now just realizing this. The situation is, you know, when you crack an egg and then on give this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You give up before you open the egg.
You're like, oh, dang it.
And then you're like, oh, this egg is leaking.
It kind of feels like they're essentially just like doing the first part of an old infomercial in
yes.
the black and white.
It is 100% yeah. the old infomercial thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, has this happened to you? And it's like shaking up like a 2-liter bottle, and then it sprays all over their face.
Yeah.
They're like, oh no.
Oh no.
Okay, sandwich.
They're going to make a grilled cheese. With an iron.
No!
That actually seems for grilled cheese, but you don't have a kitchen.
I feel like
but you do have an iron.
Why would like it? I feel like you could do that.
Yeah,
but like that's a good hope.
And guess what? I will.
And did it. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
But I feel like that's a good hotel hack.
I was going to say, though, I feel like you would only toast the outside of the bread, not the inside.
We'll see. We'll see.
Are you in a hotel room? Are you in a motel room? Who does this help? This doesn't even seem
hotel
like
room. Motel room is a. I wrote that.
Another ludicrous joke?
Here we go.
Got my chill lo-fi, chill hop beats.
This is gonna work.
I think it's gonna work.
Tell my mom I love her.
Actually, I don't think it's gonna heat the inside though.
This is like if Casey Neistat did a commentary.
It totally feels like Casey Neistat.
It's not pretty hot.
I think it's gonna work.
It's not.
I think it's gonna work.
Why would it work?
See,
hey, we did something. Moment of truth.
Now you need to flip it though. You need to flip it and do the other side.
I don't know why I ate it like it was gonna hurt me. I did it's like a SpongeBob bit.
I really should have toasted the other side.
Yeah.
Did it actually melt the inside cheese though?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
It worked.
Spraying a mirror with it.
With Sprite? With sugar?
That's, no. No, I'm sorry, no.
Do you want ants? That's how you get ants. Experiment with activated carbon.
Nice, quote,
yeah.
Okay, Coke. Put your activated carbon in the
Coke. Oh, the other thing is that I...
For 4 days?
This was so funny to me, because I was like, you said it's 5-minute crafts.
Oh, yeah.
And in my head still, I'm like, they're not telling the truth at all. like, I don't know. It's such a funny thing now, because obviously everything is a lie online,
yeah,
but...
Sure.
Yeah.
Except for me, when I spend a day with people, full day.
Full day.
I only cut it down to the one interaction.
Just the best moments.
Yes.
The best moments just happen to be.
Yeah, but the camera is rolling for 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in an empty room.
Yeah.
But it is rolling.
Wow, it's been discolored. Now that's a household hack that'll make my life
a whole lot better.
Oh.
When you have kids to entertain and they're in the mood for a very slow science experiment. Okay, so now we're going to watch 42 Holy Grail hacks that will save you a fortune.
Yeah, I want to see how to fix your phone.
This is the most popular video and has like 179 million
probably
views.
Like 250 at this point.
So it's got to be good, right?
Probably a billion.
It's got to be good.
I think it kind of died out. I'm going to guess 300.
Actually, we got to see now. How many views does 42?
I think it peaked and then the channel has been on a downward slope since then. So
it'd be nuts if it had a billion views, though.
I just don't think it ever crossed a billion.
That video was coming for some.
What are we thinking? What are we thinking?
My guess is 343 million.
My guess is 580 million.
They changed the thumbnail.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, I guess now it's a famous thumbnail, so you've got
to... clickbait, I guess.
Yeah.
It's bad now. It's now called 42 Holy Grail Hacks That Will Save You a Fortune.
Okay, I think that's...
That is the old
one. Oh, so, okay. And it has 285 million.
Oh!
Oh, great. Now you have a shitty magnet. All right, how to erase permanent marker.
So that's what the thumbnail is now.
Oh, that?
It's that thing. Yeah.
Dang.
We're using toothpaste again.
Oh, yeah. Man, toothpaste could do so much.
Oh, no. A frowny face.
And what is that?
Okay. Alcohol.
Baking soda.
Lemon juice.
Toothbrush for good measure. Gotta have a toothbrush.
Bro, that's not...
I mean,
what?
Okay, so they washed it.
No!
No, that's the shirt before they even drew it.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. This looks like my best interview. I used to wear this shirt called Best Interviewer shirt. Whenever I'd interview people, it looked exactly like that.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
I feel like they just didn't give you enough instructions to ever repeat anything they were doing.
Yeah.
Ew.
All right.
Ew.
But for content, I had to show it. This is my old San Francisco apartment. I moved out with three roommates.
Feels very San Francisco. I can feel
not
the
home.
Air.
Ta-da.
Oh. Damn, he got me there.
I thought that was a pretty good joke.
That you got me.
Yeah.
Keep going.
It did nothing?
Yeah, I do think I did something wrong.
Fork and spoon ideas.
But still, yeah.
Let's watch these fork and spoon ideas. You know there's some good content here.
Doing enough.
I'll say it, this video is still entertaining.
Yeah, oh, this is
plastic
good.
Silverware and just making a clock.
What?
I think I just figured out who 5 Minute Crafts is for. It's for people that are just stoned out of their minds.
Yeah.
Honestly, this
like,
is fun.
You're like, what is that?
It is
There's
fun.
There's no way.
I kind of want to have
There's
a party
no
where instead of putting like a black and white old movie on, like for the vibes, you
I
put on like 5 Minute Crafts.
I would actually
honestly,
watch it.
Yeah.
I would probably, yeah.
Because they have 10-hour compilations.
Yeah, I would probably be totally down for that.
Stoned party watching 5 Minute Crafts compilations for hours.
5 Minute Crafts bingo.
Yeah.
Sponsor us 5 Minute Crafts.
5 Minute Crafts bingo is good.
I know. I've been looking for a new bingo game to play. Maybe I'll try
it. Good.
Darman's out.
Darman's out. I need to figure out like an ethically comfortable way to. And now that he fired a bunch of his staff for striking, and so it like isn't fun to like goof on it anymore.
Yeah, too real. I think 5 Minute Crafts though will be evergreen.
That's true. Until they, I mean, it is. I think there's something to what kind of things are they doing now that they're not getting any views? Are they going to try anything different, or are they just riding the ship into the
probably.
Sunset?
I think they're just letting it die.
Yeah, because it's probably lowest possible production cost.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmas ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now that I've felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies is all I reach for. I'm hooked, and I honestly feel off if I try to wear anything else. My personal go-to is the feel-free boxer brief. It's super soft, pinch-free waistband, makes me forget that I'm even wearing undies. With various colors and fun expressive prints, I can have a different vibe every day of the week. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Not happy with your first pair of undies? Don't sweat it. It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/flashback. That's MeUndies.com/flashback for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Running a company comes with a lot of unexpected costs, and after buying back Smosh, I made it a priority of mine to be more aware of my expenses. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now, I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. It helped me find subscriptions I forgot I had signed up for and cancel a streaming service I don't use. Now I can use that money on things I actually want, like making dope music videos. I bet you have subscriptions you forgot about too. Fitness apps, delivery services, maybe some dating apps you don't actually use. What are you all doing? Let Rocket Money help you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. They can even try to get you a refund for months of wasted money, all with the tap of a button. No customer service call necessary. Thank goodness. No phone calls. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/smosh. That's rocketmoney.com/smosh. rocketmoney.com/smosh. Now back to flashback.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. How do you even get into this situation? Who would need this? Right. Canned food party. Is this like some sort of survivor?
Yeah, that was a joke with no punchline.
Have you ever watched one of your videos like this with a group of people before?
No.
How does it feel?
Fine. Because I'm out of, it's like an out of body experience. I'm like, that's not me. Because
it doesn't feel like it's you anymore.
Yeah. I guess not, yeah.
If it was something from a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the San Francisco arch, those doorways.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I thought it was funny that it had a pull tab.
Oh, yeah
that's good.
The land, you know you could just pull the tab, right?
I didn't need to spell it out,
thanks.
Though.
Also, we just ordered pizza.
The pizza was good.
Can you turn the light back off?
Oh. What this is a strange choice.
Oh, a balloon. Because
there's no
pillow.
Sound.
Oh.
No.
I like messed up the audio or something.
No. What?
It's just a pillow.
Money safety tips for travelers. This seems useful. Never mind.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay,
but how are we supposed to get the money out of the soap? In case you were curious, the tweezers, I guess. Videos are kind of sad.
Okay, so it's like when you're out and you have a bar of soap and someone breaks into your bag trying to get money and they're like, what is this bar of soap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, soap, what are you trying to say?
And then when you're trying to go pay for your stuff, then you just get out your bar of soap, you get your tweezers, you pull the money out.
And they go, sir, what are you doing? And I'm like, wait a second. I've got a little magic trick for you.
Pretty brilliant.
Like some
I hide all my money in my grooming products.
Yes.
Yeah,
though putting $100 in your shampoo was not your wisest decision.
Well, you know, you say that, but I've never been robbed, so.
Okay.
That's true.
I might have $100 drilled into this shoe.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know it.
It's like a secret compartment, like those old desks for like medieval kings.
Yeah. Yeah, and when Ian was mugged at gunpoint, they checked him out, and they're like, well, this guy's got no money, and they let him go.
Yep, they didn't check my ass.
All he's got is a bunch of soap.
Yep.
Bunch of soap in
very
my
clean
ass.
Guy, in his butt.
Ian had thousands of dollars hidden in soap in his ass.
We call that the double envelope.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we do call that the double envelope.
Yeah.
Look up the double envelope on Wikipedia, and it's a picture of your butt.
Ian's got the cleanest, richest
money
ass.
Money in soap in the rectum.
But you've never had a clean rectum.
Can I have 40 likes for my birthday? Aw. This guy gets it. Okay, maybe I'm just not in the target demographic. Please! Please! Stop hacking my life!
I'm so funny.
Are you gonna tell him or should I? Alright, this is gonna be the last one. 30 student hacks you'd wish you'd known.
It's pretty brilliant.
It looks smart.
We've all been in that, you know, situation that only exists in a simple
Yeah, for real. That's never been done before.
And I can't for the life of me figure out how to have fun with them. Okay, that's not how you sit. But what are they gonna do?
This is, it's so funny.
Wait, that one looks like it might work, though.
This is funny because I'm it's so scripted. I'm like, that's not how you sit. What are you gonna do?
That's kind of awesome.
It does look like it would work, though.
Yeah.
That was the first one where they actually showed it work and the full process.
Yeah.
Oh, when you have a mug? When you want a mug?
Drink from the water bottle that you already have.
What?
Yeah, for
why
real.
Do you need a mug?
Again? So another thing.
Dude,
about
they got something.
Recycling hacks so they can keep posting.
Was it the same video or a different video?
Different video. Different video. Sometimes they'll reshoot the exact same hack.
But this is with corn.
Oh.
True, it is with corn.
You know, 3 20-minute videos a day is ridiculous. I mean, I have to thank 5-Minute Crafts because if it wasn't for their videos, I wouldn't have gotten the most ridiculous YouTube comment ever. Like, I showed a lot of the comments about the putty from the last video, but I saved this one for the end. I almost developed a tiny bit of respect for you until I saw the 5-Minute Crafts part. Obviously, you either didn't read the title of the video or just decided to be a deliberate jackass. The title of the video, 20 tips if you spend your life in front of a computer. Yeah, that totally explains it. I'm talking about the part where they use the green gel to clean a keyboard. For a software engineer, you're pretty juvenile. This is a comedy YouTube channel. Guess those are the perks of being a pretty
I was in denial at that point. I was like, software engineer, guys, we're joking here. So what if I'm talking about software engineering? Relax, it's comedy.
All right, can't you tell it's about comedy?
Yeah.
To say I rock. So that would just be whatever on its own, but then he commented this on a different video. That green gel thing is used to clean a keyboard. At least read the title of the video you're watching, you dumb idiot. What is the title that he's talking about? Like, how could someone be so upset by this silly video? Ballistic gelatin. Wait a sec. Gelatin? Putty.
I'm learning Premiere.
Is he the putty itself? Okay. I have to go.
Dude, you almost got shut down there at the end, though.
That was rough.
You really took some risks with this. That one.
Really came.
The feds are coming for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's your most watched video.
Yeah.
I will be. That was very entertaining, though, for real.
I'm glad it was. I've actually watched it back in, you know, it's probably since maybe 2 months after I made it. But you know what? I'll allow it.
I think it still holds up in many ways.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's funny because it's like, yeah, holds. I think the content holds up. The actual commentary, it's like, there's some parts where it's a little forced, and it's funny to get wound up about some of the things I'm finding interesting, but it's just I've just changed in terms of, like, I've had different experiences.
It's a React-style video.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if, like, time hasn't been the kindest to some of the jokes, we're still, like, reacting to this, like,
true
thing together.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at it.
A lot of what you did here, like, you've honed in on and refined and
right,
newer stuff.
That's,
and
I think
it feels like this is, like, the blueprint for what it
right,
became.
It is definitely the blueprint. Because then there's a lot of things, okay, I don't like that, I don't like that. Let me improve upon that. Let me make the bad version of that, you know.
We like to end the show with a very important question. Well, we have another thing after that. But we have a very important question for you.
Yeah, we have a question.
That question is,
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Seriously, are you happy?
Are you happy?
To answer that question honestly, I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're another one of those.
I'm
okay.
Still figuring it out. I think happiness for me is like, it's all about the, like, I feel very lucky to pursue my curiosity as a career right now. Like, I have had enough opportunities that I've, like, been able to be like, hey, I want to get into this and see if I can make a name for myself in this industry. And then I literally, like, said, wait, what if I did something else? And then, like, that worked out also.
Yeah. And you did the same with your other channel, too. Like,
true.
You've been continuously trying out something new
and
finding success in it.
Yeah. In that pursuit, I don't know what it's the pursuit of, because I'm not, like,
pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness. I think it is the pursuit of happiness, to be honest, because I'm never going to be like a Mr. Beast type. It's like, even when I, you know, look at my numbers and stuff like that, if I just look at the numbers, then I'm like a middle tier YouTuber, you know? But I like to think that it's beyond that, and the journey is like more than that. And I'm still on this journey to find myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and figure out, like, what it is, what life do I want to make for myself? And I still don't know the answers to those questions, but, like, the ability to pursue it in the way that is interesting to me is a privilege that I have that I'm, like, super grateful for.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it is so easy to get caught up in your numbers and thinking that success is only based on, like, where you rank and things like that. But if your definition of success is constantly being in that pursuit of happiness, then you are always successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think working at Patreon, like, helped me with that a bit, because you would see creators who had the option to do things more mainstream and decided to do them more independently and stuff like that. And you realize that not the pursuit of everything isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, some people don't just want to be the biggest, baddest thing in the land.
Yeah.
Some people just want to, like, do their thing with the people they care about.
Yeah. I think it's common for people to be like, oh, it's about being the best.
Yeah.
Well, and
yeah, and especially
and having
with, like,
the most. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw a lot of, like, Patreon, like, musicians where it's like Patreon, like, allowed them to remain independent.
Right.
And, you know, you always hear of, like, people that signed to, like, major labels, and it's an absolute nightmare, but you're sold that, like, that dream of, like, you know, we're gonna make you a star, kid.
Exactly, yeah. And I even remember some of the first calls I had with, like, MCNs and stuff, when I was taking the calls, like, in Patreon conference rooms, like, and they're like, we're not saying we're gonna blow you the heck up, but, and I'm like, so you're not saying that? And they're like, no, we're not saying that at all. We have no power and we can't really do that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that must have been, that it's kind of funny, like, just, you just so happen to be at a good job to kind of give you that perspective of like, what do you want to make? Like,
and that was kind of on purpose a little bit because once I paid off my student loans, which was the thing I was also like very fortunate to be in a career where like I made money out of college, like I made decent money out of college and I could actually like, you know, it's like so expensive to get a college degree, but it was like I was able to like, you know, it was worth it for me. And going to Patreon was the soul pick. It was like the, what do I want to, because I could go make way more money, make way more guaranteed money at like
socialmediawebsite.com.
At socialmediawebsite.com where they pay you like hand over fist and it's great until it's not. But I was like, okay, I have some comfort. I can actually choose to like work at a startup because it's risky to work at a startup because you know, there's less guarantees with everything. But there's more impact, and I was like, I want to grow my skills, and I want to be working on something that I feel passionate about, and be serving a community of creators that I felt passionate about, and that was like my thing. It's like, I loved, you know, it's like I would have never found out about Patreon if it wasn't for Subbable, and I would have found out about Subbable if it wasn't for like watching Hank and John Green like back in the day. So it's like, it kind of everything kind of converged.
Yeah, you were constantly being exposed to people who were following their dreams and maybe weren't considered the most popular or maybe the most forward-facing successful, but they were still following their passions.
And right, and could live interesting lives and feel like satisfied or internally like at peace, hopefully.
Right, so that's more where you're at.
I think, it's where I'm trying to be. You know, it's like I have bad days.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, we have a little gift for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we leave, we wanted to give you a gift.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So feel free to open it now. I wrapped it myself.
You can tell.
Probably my best wrapping job so far.
Oh yeah. No, I was gonna say it's really good.
Thank you.
There's like a little piece of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's my hair. Don't worry about it.
Oh no, that yeah.
Okay. Keep that too if you want. Consider it a second present.
Okay, I'm just gonna rip this thing up.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah. Don't pick parchments with it.
I was gonna reuse that, but okay. Yeah, so
we're gonna give you 5 minutes.
I'm gonna start a timer here. We got a 5 minute timer going. And there might be some tools that you can use in here.
Yeah. Let
the record show they used a power tool in the video.
Okay.
It's like a survivor.
Well, what's in that box?
It smells so good.
What's in that box?
Can you describe what's going on here?
Okay, so I've gotta open up this box of Dove Men Plus Care. And then we've got a spoon. This is one of those spoons that's a plant made, so it's like not good at anything, but we use it because it makes us feel good about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of like bobby pins.
Okay.
And oh, it's just there's no money.
Oh, really? Oh. Wait, what's it?
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, it's just, wait a second. Oh, it's just a bar of soap.
Okay. Well, you got 4 minutes left.
There's. Wait. Hold on. There's. Wait a second. There might have been.
What are you doing?
No, this is just normal. This is how I how I get clean, guys.
So this is like you're out on a trip and
I'm going to rip it.
There's money in here, I believe.
Why would there be money in there?
That's soap. That's just a innocent bar of soap.
Clean money. This is not what money laundering is, by the way. It seems like someone got confused.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well,
you got 3 minutes 30 seconds left.
It is actually I'm starting to understand why there's ASMR videos of people
what's in there? What are you doing? What are you doing? My God.
Is he allowed to do that?
This brute strength.
We gave you soap and you just tore it apart.
Yeah, I had a feeling since I had a hole in it, I'd be able to break it in half to reveal.
What is that?
Two interlocking $5 bills.
Wow, and you did that in less than 2 minutes.
That's my David Blaine trick.
5 minute crafts,
ain't
got nothing on Jarvis.
It smells so good.
Yeah?
It's gonna be the best smelling money.
I'm starting to understand why people do like fun, like do videos with soap and stuff, because it's like kind of a cool vibe.
Yeah, that could be your next channel.
And look at that, if someone were to have
inhaled it.
If someone were to try to rob you while you were out on your trip,
yep.
They wouldn't have gotten it, but you get home,
yeah, that's
you got $10.
Money.
That's true, but now I'm gonna break open every single bar of soap that I see.
You never know what's in there.
Yeah. You should. It's like a video game. You should just break every box, break every pot.
Everything's a loot box.
I never know what you're gonna find.
That's actually gonna be my next product. I'm gonna sell bars of soap. It'll either be full of money or razor blades.
Ooh.
And it's kind of like a Bean Boozled kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know which one you're gonna get.
But you're supposed to use it.
Just
yeah.
Like you break it up really fast.
Or you just use it on your body until you figure it out.
Yeah. Jarvis, thank you so much for coming on.
Where can these lovely people find you?
You know, you can find me on the internet at Jarvis in most places. And I let the record show I've had at Jarvis on Twitter for a very long time.
Yeah, not Travis.
not Travis. But, you know, a lot of the vulnerability that came from that first video, Baby Steps, we still have it. Because I have a podcast called Sad Boys. It's a podcast about feelings and other things also. And you can check that out on YouTube as well, or Spotify or whatever, by typing in Sad Boys with a Z. I do it with my good friend Jordan Adika, and that's one of the new things that it also started around this time, but no one listened to it back then. So here we are. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Make sure to check that out. And if you are a Smosh member, you can go on the Smosh Discord, aka the Smosh Chord. Make sure to submit your theme song for Flashback, because we're going to play one right now.
Bye.
What's it all about? Watching millennials check their old stuff out. But wait a minute, this is hella funny. Flashback with Smosh tells the tale of Ian and Anthony. The best friends there'll ever be. Ian and Anthony, if you love something,